who are God's children, John 8:37-47. In our studies in John chapter 8, we have considered the following questions, and these questions correspond to the titles of each section listed in the meditation questions. These questions include, what were Jesus' claims about himself? Who is Jesus? Who are Jesus' disciples? And the title of our study in John 8:37-47 today is, who are God's children? This passage is a bit heavy because Jesus talked a lot about children of the devil. However, Jesus has made a way for us to become children of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for making us your children through faith in Christ. Teach us today by your Spirit so that we can understand the Scriptures and know your heart today. And may Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Amen. John 8:37-47. Jesus raised a fundamental question that makes clear whether you are a child of God or a child of the devil. This entire section from verse 37 to 47 focuses on this question, who is your father? In each passage, please note what Jesus said about his father and about their father. Let's start in verse 37. I know that you are Abraham's offspring, yet you still seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I say the things which I have seen with my father, and you also do the things that you have seen with your father. Jesus brought the focus of the conversation back to his father. Everything Jesus did and said came through his father. Jesus also said that Jewish leaders did the things that that came from their father. They were Abraham's offspring, but they were not children of God. They wanted to kill Jesus, and they could not receive his words. Jesus began to talk to them about the question, who is your father? Many people in America think that they're children of God because they grew up in the church. Some think that they're Christians because their parents are Christians or because they were born in America. However, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. When we are born again by the Holy Spirit, we become part of God's family. We receive a new nature because Jesus lives in us by his Spirit, and we have been given new life in Christ. People who have not been born again are ruled by their sinful nature and are in bondage to Satan. They do the works of their father, the devil. Verse 39, they answered him, our father is Abraham. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham didn't do this. The people Jesus was talking with were physical descendants of Abraham, but not spiritual descendants. They did not have the faith and did not do the works of Abraham. They did not receive Jesus' words, but sought to kill him. They were not children of God, and they were not spiritual sons of Abraham. Jesus spoke to them directly and said, beginning in verse 41, you do the works of your father. They said to him, we were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, God. Therefore, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came out and have come from God. For I haven't come of myself, but he sent me. Why don't you understand my speech? Because you can't hear my word. Jesus pushed them about who was their father. The Jewish leader said, we have one father, God. The teachers and Pharisees tried to follow the law, which they believed came from God, but they did not honor God as their father or Jesus, his son. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God. For I haven't come of myself, but he sent me. I have pointed out that Jesus said multiple times, many times, that he came from God and was sent by his father. I want to recommend that you download the file I've made available that lists every time the word Father is used in the Gospel of John. All of Jesus' teachings are related to and dependent on his relationship with his Father. To accept Jesus' teachings, one must accept his oneness with the Father, because Jesus said all of his teaching came from his Father. The Jewish leaders speaking with Jesus were not children of God because they did not love Jesus, who was sent from the Father. They could not understand or receive his words because God was not their Father. Verse 44, you are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and doesn't stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks on his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. The Jewish leaders rejected Christ and his rule. They said God was their father, but did not respect or honor him. This is why Jesus said that they were children of the devil. They wanted to do what Satan desired to do. They wanted to kill Jesus. Satan was a murderer from the beginning. There is no truth in Satan. He is a liar, and he speaks only lies. This is his nature. Satan is the father of lies. It is very important to remember that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. He tries to lie to us and deceive us with lies about ourselves, about God, and about others. We should also know that lying is influenced by the devil. Most people tell lies in one form or another. They think it is just a tiny thing to avoid having a problem. But when we lie, we are speaking Satan's language. When we lie, we are opening the door to more lies. If the devil is your father, you will want to do what he desires. He is a liar and a murderer. There is no truth in him. Verse 45. But because I tell the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? I tell you the truth. Why do you not believe? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this cause you don't hear, because you are not of God. The Jewish leaders were not children of God because they did not believe in Jesus. Even though he spoke the truth, they could not hear or understand because they were not of God, but were children of the devil. We cannot accept Jesus' teachings and reject Jesus and his Father. Jesus demands that we respond to who he is based on his relationship with the Father. Believing doctrines about Jesus is meaningless unless we honor Jesus and his Father. Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3 that we must be born again, or born of the Spirit. Becoming a child of God is a work of the Spirit of God. We become children of God by being born again. We become children of God because we receive the life of God, and the Spirit of God comes to live in us. This is spiritual rebirth. We saw in John chapter 1, 12 and 13 that everyone who receives Jesus and who believes in his name is given the right to become children of God. This is a great promise to all who did receive him. To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Is God your Father? Many people cannot answer yes to this question. However, the promise is given to everyone. To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. What a wonderful promise. We cannot choose our physical parents, but we can choose our eternal Father, who our eternal Father will be. Becoming a child of God is easy. We must honor God, our Father, as our Father, and his son, Jesus, his son. The rest is God's work. All we have to do is open our hearts to him and believe in Jesus. If you are not clear about the question, who is my Father? I encourage you to make a decision today. Acknowledge God as your Father. He loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Receive Jesus today as your Lord and Savior by turning to him and believing in him. Now is the time, and today is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Father, our hearts are troubled when we read this passage and see that many people are not yet your children. They are still ruled by the evil one. Thank you that you came to save us from our sins and from Satan's rule. You gave us this tremendous promise that all who receive Jesus, to those who believe in his name, have the right to become children of God. And today is the day of salvation. Move the hearts of our friends and family to turn to you today and become your children. In Christ's name, amen.